Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Friends, we have reached the end with our final postcast preview of the glorious marathon that is the Punchestown Festival. And looking ahead to day five here is my esteemed Racing Post colleague David Jennings and my other esteemed Racing Post colleague Paul Keighley. And they've been having a great week so far. Speaking here on Friday afternoon, on Thursday, DJ, Snugsborough Hall, your Better the Festival dotted up.
It did, yeah. That's the 16th year in a row I've actually got my nap at a whole festival up. So it's great to keep the record going. Yeah. And Snugsborough Hall was tremendously impressive, winning by 11 lengths. So can't do better than that. Yeah. And Paul, obviously, on fire with Chacun Persuas as well.
Paul, you're on fire with Chacun Persuas.
Yeah, 16 years in a row. Did you know anything about horses 16 years ago? It's a hell of a long while.
I was being sarcastic.
We also don't have the data to prove it either way, do we?
No.
So let's go with it. The final card then starts with the third Banks race of Punchestown 2019, the Dooley Insurance Group Cross Country Chase, in which Josie's Orders, who disappointed in the Latouche Cup on Thursday, partly because producer Sam probably can't swing the camera around, but they were just sort of towards the side of Ruby's Double where Josie's got things wrong. Stayed on though in the end to finish third. Will compensation come here?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think you'll see a different Josie's Orders this time. I didn't think anything went right from the other day. Very laboured performance though, and you just wonder, like, there's a lot of improvement to come if he's going to win this. The one I came down on was Hurricane Darwin for Alan Fleming and Donna Myler. Second back in February here to Josie's Orders, and was hampered on a couple of occasions that time, and just I thought was a little bit unlucky. Because it's not trained by Enda Bulger and it's not run the JP McManus Silks, it could be a bigger price than it should be. So I'm going to side with Hurricane Darwin.
Do we tell you a sad story?
Yeah.
So the very first race of this festival, on the Monday night, actually, the night before, I was sat in the hotel having a bit of dinner, and I noticed that You Cannot Be Serious was 5-2 Ender's Horse, the first Banks race, and I thought, he won't start 5-2, so I backed him, went off at 4-5, and Ender's Other Horse beat him. That's a sad story, isn't it?
Well, it's reasonably sad, but in the current climate, it wouldn't be the saddest story I've ever heard.
All right. Yeah. That's nice. Keels, your views?
4 mile 2 furlongs on Thursday and 3 mile 1 furlongs on Saturday. That's a hell of an ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and he looked knackered as well, Josie's Orders, so you got to take him on. I can't believe it, but I'm going to put up Bally Casey, who's like one of the horses that I don't think I've ever backed in my life, because I just think he's always been tripless throughout his entire life. But I mean, this is a, without Josie's Orders, this is a bad race, and if he's ever going to win one, this will be it.
And just to let viewers and listeners know that Mr. Paul Keighley spent roughly 6-7 hours on Thursday drinking what started off to be Guinness, then turned into wine, then turned into champagne, with none other than Mr. Rich Ritchie, who owns Ballycasey. So the fact that Paul Keighley is tipping Ballycasey, I think that's a decent sign.
Is it a decent sign?
He never discussed it.
Was it a pleasant Thursday?
It was a pleasant Thursday, but I'd really sort of hit the wall because I had two heavies on Tuesday and Wednesday. I wish I hadn't, because I'd like to have gone out for more, but I just couldn't face it.
I would love to see the size of the wall that stops Paul Keighley.
You were saying earlier, Keels, that Josie's Orders was getting knackered, looking knackered. And there'll be a lot of looking knackered in the 3:10 race. The Boyle Sports Handicap Chase, seamless link there.
Thank you.
3 miles, 7 furlongs, big old field. Keels, you first.
Last year's winner, Wounded Warrior, he sort of interests me. Now, he went to Sam Curling, and he hadn't done anything at all, but he came out last time, finished fifth. That was his best run since he's joined them, and he won the race last year. He's obviously been prepared for it again. I think he'll go well. It'll be interesting to see what happens to Don Slowly at the top, who has a run for Phil Kirby.
Blinkered first time.
Yeah, that'll wake
him
up.
That's hard to believe, isn't it, that he's blinkered for the first time? Like, you think he's a horse that would have got blinkers when he was two.
Yeah.
Blinkers
were
made for Don Poley.
God, yeah, unbelievable.
Do you fancy Don Poley?
No, I'm kind of sick here, because there's two horses that I fancied on Saturday, and there's a 3 mile handicap chase later on the card, and there's this race, and I was just praying to be separated, but they're in the same race. They are Manila Awards and Say Jersey. And now Manila Awards, I think, has a big handicap in him, and I think he needs a break between his races, and he's just not a grade one horse. I thought like he'd every chance of winning the novice chase at the November meeting at Cheltenham and just wasn't good enough. He's been kept fresh for this. He's got a big chance, but I think St. Jersey is potentially one of the best handicapped chasers in training when he puts it all together. I really fancy him for the Irish National. Of course, he jumped the first four fences brilliantly and then fell at the fifth. I think he's got a serious engine. If he's none the worse for that spill in the Irish National, I think off a mark of 140 with Daryl Jacob aboard, I think he's going to be very hard to beat St. Jersey.
Super. St. Jersey then for DJ in the 310, the Ball Sports Handicap Chase. A 350 is the first of our grade ones here at Punchestown on Saturday. The Irish Stallion Farms, EBF, Annie Power, Mares, Champion Hurdle and Kiehl's. This looks quite straightforward.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, it looked straightforward at Cheltenham as well until she went over. Yeah. But Penny did. She's around 4-1 on, and she deserves to be. She might not have had as much left as everyone thought when she came down. But she was still going to win. And Roxana was gone to run Apples Jade, and if the cap fits closer at Aintree. So I mean, it's massively better form. The only danger in the race really is probably Stormy Island. But she'd have only been third at Cheltenham. So as long as she gets around, she has to win.
Oh, like, there's no, you know me, I can talk forever, but there's no point. Benny the Dew will win this easily.
Nothing more to add?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, that then brings us to an abrupt end in this part one of our postcast. We're back after the break with more Grade 1 fare to preview.
What's my horse's handicap? The fact that you're bucking him? Everyone loves a newbie. That's why Paddy Power Games are giving all new customers 60 free spins on daily jackpot games. New Paddy Power Games customers only. One per customer. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to Punchestown, previewing the fifth and final day of the festival. With myself, Lee Mottishead. We've got Paul Keeley and David Jennings. And we're now going to look ahead to the second grade one on the card. The AES Champion four-year-old hurdle, in which Fuziel Raffles gets his chance to shine in grade one company, having missed Cheltenham and Aintree. Five horses against him, headed by Fakir Duderi and last week's Ferry House grade two winner, French Maid. David Jennings.
I think this is pretty straightforward. I think Fuziel Raffles will win. I was very impressed with him at Kempton. Beat the judge by 9 lengths. Precepts, who ran so well at Cheltenham, was back in third. Thought he looked a superstar that day. It's hard to know. I don't think they're a vintage crop of juvenile hurdlers. Obviously, Sir Eric was top of the tree. He's no longer with us. Cur Sublime was beaten by French Maid at Fairy House. French Maid is pretty slow. He dug it out, but I don't think he's any great chicks, to be honest with you. Fakir Duderi obviously brings the Supreme form in. Was it a good Supreme? Probably was. Classical Dream was very good here the other day. But Fuziel Raffles, to me, it's only one piece of form, so it's hard to be definite about it. But I thought he looked exceptional at Kempton. And I'm actually surprised he's not a little bit shorter. I'm interested to hear what Paul fancies.
What's your fancy, Paul?
Not that.
Yeah.
Yeah, looked great, but it wasn't a great race, you know. Beat the judges, not very good. And it was all about speed, and yeah, it looked really good. I mean, this is a sharp enough track now, that'll suit. But you know, suffered a cut leg, didn't make Cheltenham, wasn't ready in time for Aintree, right? So it hasn't been all plain sailing. And I just think, you know, Fakir Duderi has got better form, simple as that. Like, you know, Supreme Fourth was good, the Aintree run was really good, and he'll find it hard to travel on the bridle behind this one and go past him, that's for sure.
Graham must be a worry.
I certainly wouldn't rule out French Maid either, who beat Gardens of Babylon last time at Fair Hills. I like Gardens of Babylon. I can't wait for him to step up and trip. But, you know, I think they're two solid rivals. I mean, I'm more a layer of Fuziel Raffles than the backer of anything else. But I think it's too short.
Major difference of opinion between the two star tips is there on the Champion four-year-old hurdle. Interesting line. Speaking to Nicky Henderson earlier on, who was saying that he came off the stands at Kempton thinking, got a triumph hurdle horse here, and at that stage Pentland Hills hadn't even run over hurdles. Isn't that amazing?
I wish he never ran over hurdles, because Curse of Blind would have won the triumph hurdle and I was on a 40-1.
Were you really?
Yes.
Yeah, God blimey. 5 o'clock is the Palmerston House Pat Taff Handicap Chase, which features as the likely favourite the horse who finished fifth in the Irish National, Bellow Mome, acting Lasso Harry Fry at the top of the stable. Bit of a disappointing turnout, isn't it? 11 runners for this.
Yeah, I just wish one of the others from the other races, say Jersey or Manila Awards, ran in this race. Unfortunately, they don't, but that looks to have paved the way clear for Bellow Mome, who I'd say the Irish Grand National was 3 miles and 5 furlongs. I'd say he got close to 4 miles of distance he travelled around the outside. I have no idea why he was kept so wide. Maybe he's got issues, but like, he was beaten into fifth. He was definitely value for finishing at least 10 lengths closer to the winner. Yeah, it was an extraordinary performance. He did jump slightly to his left on a couple of occasions, but I thought it was an extraordinary performance. He's had issues, but he's always looked like a well handicapped horse, and going into this week I thought wherever he pitched up he'd be hard to beat, and he pitches up here, so I'd imagine he'd be hard to beat.
Okay, good case then for Bellow and Moankills.
Yeah, I think Acting Lass, if he's fit, I think he's different class altogether and will win. Simple as that. He just looked a really good novice last season. He was a commanding winner of a race at Ascot. And next time he ran at Kempton, what was the old race in post-chase, and he was sent off favourite for that off a mark of 149. And don't know what happened. He finished ninth. We haven't seen him since. I'm assuming whatever happened to him there is the reason for his absence. But, you know, Harry Fly reminded us how good he was by getting, you know what I mean, Harry to win a grade one at the age of 11 on Thursday. And he's not bringing this horse over from a 434-day break just for the run. And, you know, he's been dropped £5 for his absence, so he's now only £1 higher than Ascot. And I thought he had the potential back then to be a near 160 horse, and he's running off 144. So if he's fit and well, he does go well fresh, I think he'll win.
Okay, so again, strong differences of opinion there. In the Pat Taff, the next race is the big handicap hurdle of this festival, the Ballymore Handicap Hurdle, 100 grander over 2.5 miles. Some proper celebrity names this one. Jeski, former champion hurdle winner. Ivanovich Gorbachev, former triumph winner who came back to form. And DJ, which one are you looking for?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
No, I did. I just think it's quite extraordinary what Paul Townend rides in this race. I think Willie has, let me see, 1, 2, 8. Eight, okay, good maths. Willie has 8 in the race, and if you ask me which one was Paul pick, I would have had 8 and Bob 7th or 8th.
Would you read, honestly?
I would, yeah, I swear to
really?
God, yeah. I can't believe it. That's why I looked at the phone, thought it was a mistake, looked at your iPad. It's obviously not a mistake. I'm shocked. Shocked.
And can you see a reason why then?
No, I can't. I don't think he's good enough, no.
Right. Which one is?
The two I like, I have no idea what happened. Mr. Judicator at Fairy House. I thought he was my strongest fancy of the Fairy House Easter Festival. Ruby pulled him up after 3 hurdles. I watched him and I thought everything was going fine. They were going quick on front, jumped fine, and he reported to the stewards, that he was reluctant, that the horse was reluctant, which is obviously a huge concern. Willie Mullins really fancied him. Patrick rides here. I think he's a better horse than a 149 rated horse. You're obviously taking your life into your own hands, backing a horse that was reluctant to race last time. But I do think he's worth another chance. And the other one I like is Golden Spear for Tony Martin and Owen O'Connell, claiming 5. Taken out of the race on Tuesday because he had top weight. He's only a small horse. Yeah. This time with O'Connell's claim, he's only going to be carrying 10 stone 6. That'll suit. He'll creep into contention. He'll love a race like this, big field. I think he'll finish in the first 4. So my 2 against the field are Mr. Judicator and Golden Spear.
Are you with one of those two or one of the other 20?
No, I mean, it's that hard, isn't it? But I love the conditions of Irish races. Irish handicaps is brilliant, isn't it? Basically, if you were to read the conditions of that, it said the penalties, whatever the handicapper feels like. Which Ivanovich Gorbachev has finally won another race the other day, and the handicap was giving him £9, which is a fair chunk for that race, wasn't it? Beating Tudor City. It was a good win, and ground drying out was going to suit him a lot better, and he was still rated a fair bit higher after his triumph hurdle win. So if he's on the way back, he'll be a player. Lak Kivu of Mullins gave £7 to Whiskey Sour, who's rated 144 and has got a mark of 145 for doing so. That's interesting. Yeah, I know the winner made a right howler. So you know that'd be half interesting too. But there was a first run off a long break. It's only 13 days ago. I'm going to end up throwing a couple of quid at the old favourite round here, Woodland Opera, who's running over hurdles. He's won a couple of chases at this festival, isn't he? 2016, 2017, and I think he went off. You know, he was midfield last year, but off a mark of nearly 150. Or whatever in the Guinness handicap chase, so I'll take a chance on that.
Can I tell you a funny story about Lak Kivu? When Lak Kivu won his maiden hurdle here, it was kind of summer, I think it was the May meeting here a couple of years ago. There was about 5 or 6 of us in the office, and Lak Kivu run, and I turned around and I said to everybody, "That's the next Hurricane Fly."
Did you really?
Swear to God. It's almost as bad as when Jonathan Mullen, our former editor, was in the office one day that Frankel won the St. James's Palace Stakes.
Yeah.
And he turned around to everybody and he said, "That horse will never win another race." There you go. If you're listening or watching, Johnny.
He wasn't quite right.
No. I think he won 13 after that, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's good that we can all laugh at our own mistakes, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. I laugh frequently.
I don't think Lacquivu is the next Hurricane Fly, but he could be well handicapped.
Okay, cool. And the final race that we're going to look at, because if you forgive us, we're going to skip the charity race, as marvellous a contest as it is for great cause, is the K Club Hotel and Resort Pro-Am Irish National Hunt Flat Race. Keels, if you have a strong view on this, you're a fine man.
No, I haven't. I mean, it's, you know, these sort of bumbers are a guess up for me anyway. I mean, David would know a lot more about Irish point-to-point form if there's any of that, but there isn't an awful lot to go for at all.
Even without a strong view, you're still a fine man.
Thank you.
David Jennings.
I thought, obviously, the one that everybody will probably come down on and will be pretty short is Tactical Move for Willie and Patrick. Was second in a Monk's Grange point for Donegal Doyle, and I actually seen the race. It actually made a couple of errors and was beaten, I think, four lengths. But I didn't think that did the performance justice. Owned by the Gold Cup winning colours of, what's his name again? Albin Photo's owner.
Oh, Mr.
Can't remember. Hang on. Mellon.
Pat it out. Mrs. Donnelly.
Joe Donnelly, if you're listening. In the colours of Joe Donnelly, Tactical Move, I'd say it would be pretty short and I'd say he'd probably win.
Okay, before we give you the boys' best bets for Punchestown Day 5, just quickly while we've got them both here, 2,000 guineas day at Newmarket, 1,000 guineas on Sunday. Keels, the two classics, or anything else you want to mention over the weekend?
Yeah, classics, interesting. Temp Sovereigns has sort of resumed market position again. I really don't think he'll stay. I think he looked like a stayer, and I want him not to stay because I want to see him run against Calix in the Commonwealth Cup.
Well, that'll be a belt.
You know, yeah. Throw Jash in there as well, and it'll be a right race, yeah. Wouldn't it? You know what I mean? So I'm hoping he doesn't stay. All the gossip since I've been here is about Mad Moon. So many different people. One of them told me it's rated a stone and a half better than Ortad, which, like, that makes him Cedar Stars Frankel class. Like, you know, so obvious nonsense. You know, I've written in the columns where it's like Chinese whispers. The further down the food chain you are, working nicely goes to best horse the trainer's ever had. You know, and I think so. You've got to take it with a pinch of salt. I've backed Advertise. He's only been beaten by Calix. He's only been beaten by Too Darn Hot. They're two proper horses. There is a slight stamina doubt with him as well. You know, but he's rumoured to have strengthened up, etc. And Ashley Murphy said last year that you know, he was strong at the end of that Dewhurst. He thought he was. Frankie Dettori, obviously, Too Darn Hot's rider, Calix's rider. He's quite happy to resume his partnership. Would Advertise 1,000 guineas. Been fancying near Odessa for a while.
At last,
we found something we agree on after a half an hour.
Yeah, fancied near Odessa for a while. She was a real commanding winner of that filly's mile. Badly needed a run on soft ground on a return. She'll improve for that. Typical O'Brien, might be Joseph, but typical O'Brien warm up. Yeah. I think she'll go well. I've also backed Star Terms in that race at a massive price, just because Hannah's already had two massive price winners of a guineas in the last few years. And she actually got closer to winning her trial than the two guineas winners he had. So I think she'll run well. I like Elector in the first at Newmarket. Of Queen's Horse, Sir Michael Stout. Don't worry about Joe Fanning riding at Ryanmore. Probably can't do 8-7. And I'll give half a chance to Major Jumbo in the Palace House Stakes.
Okay, excellent. DJ?
I've been fairly sweet on a horse in the 2,000 guineas for the last couple of weeks since it won the Craven. That's Scardew. But I literally can't find any kind of judge that fancies it, including Paul. Everybody seems to be kind of crabbing the form of the Craven. I thought it was a really good display. A horse held up off a slow pace on its second start to be so professional and to quicken up so much. I thought that was a hell of a performance. Both his wins have been at Newmarket. To me, I thought watching the Craven, I was watching the Guineas winner in Scardew, and I don't think it's a vintage renewal of the Guineas, so I fancy Scardew. My strongest fancy anywhere on Saturday runs in the 150, and it is Power of Darkness for Marcus Tregoning and Hayley Turner. I think this horse is better than a 91 rated animal. I thought it was too keen, too fresh last time on its reappearance. Hopefully with that out of the way, the cobwebs will be blown away. I think Power of Darkness will win that. I thought Equilateral was a big price, back down to 5 in the Palace House. I thought it showed bundles of speed last time in that really strongly won race over 6 at the Craven meeting. So I'll give that another chance each way. And I thought Defoe would win the Jockey Club Stakes again. And in the 1,000 guineas, I'm like Paul, big, big fan of Iridesa, who has been trained beautifully for the race. And speaking to Joseph a couple of times, he couldn't be happier. So Iridesa for me.
And before we finish then, the boys' best bets on Saturday at Punchestown. David Jennings.
Say Jersey in the 310 at Punchestown, but I also really like Power of Darkness in the 150 at Newmarket.
Brilliant. And Kills?
Best bet at Punchestown, without a doubt for me, is Acting Lass in 5 o'clock.
Excellent. Okay, that then wraps up our preview. Thanks to Paul, thanks to David, and thanks to you all for either watching or listening. Hope you've had a successful Punchestown, and we shall rejoin you at some point in the near future. Bye-bye.
So, does an each-way bet mean that my horse has to do part of the race in reverse?
Everyone loves a newbie. That's why Paddy Power Games are giving all new customers 60 free spins on daily jackpot games. New Paddy Power Games customers only. One per customer. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Begambleaware.org.